Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It was just so interesting how these things work, because on Tuesday morning, I think, yes, in fact, it was definitely Tuesday morning, because we were chatting to Vic Aladef, and he was telling us this story, and it was one that I've heard, and I've kind of knew about the Jews of Shanghai and this whole story, but it wasn't something that I paid a lot of attention to, and Vic Aladef was talking about it and talking about Sugihara, and then I got a message from Rabbi Yossi Goldman, talking about the fact, mentioning the fact that his father was somebody impacted by Sugihara. And I started thinking that because, and suddenly it became personalized, because I started thinking about Rabbi Goldman and his family. And you then take this all the way back to one person who actually changed the course of not just the one family, but it's actually a family who has gone out to the whole world to do good. And when you think about that, this one act of signing a piece of paper just changes the world. Rabbi Yossi Goldman, for anybody, I mean, they might have no clue what I'm talking about, but we will explain. Welcome to Chai FM. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you, Harold. Good to be with you.
So let's recap, because not everybody listens to everything. Who was Sugihara? What was the story?
Shuni Sugihara was the Japanese consul in Kovne, Lithuania, Kaunas, it's called, but mm-hmm. Jews always refer to it as Kovne. There was a Kovne ghetto.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the program, and I heard Vic talking about it. It was, I would say, 90% accurate. Some of the things wasn't quite right. And Jews were trying to get out of Europe, obviously, because the war had begun. The Nazis had made their intentions clear.
Mm-hmm.
And being in Europe was a death sentence. But it wasn't easy to get out. And my father was born in Poland and had some interactions with German soldiers once they invaded Poland in 1939. And he said, I'm out of here. And he ran away from home at age 14, which is, I'll get to Sugihara in a moment.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable, because he wasn't by nature a risk taker. He wasn't this adventurous, you know. And that he, at 14, with nothing, with a shirt on his back, left home. Okay, there were people going, so he attached himself to a family.
But, wow. Yeah.
Anyway, make a long story short, he found himself in Vilna. He came from the Polish Hasidim, the Gera Hasidim. But he joined the Lubavitch Chabad Yeshiva in Vilna. And everybody was trying to get out. So there were Polish refugees in Vilna who were tried every embassy in Lithuania to get visas to get out. And the last hope was the Japanese consulate, and Shuni Sugihara was the consul general there. And they were outside his gates begging and pleading for visas. And he was an amazing human being. And he struggled with his own conscience, because he, as Vic said, he asked the government in Tokyo, his superiors, could he give these transit visas? And it was just transit to go through Japan to Curaçao.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you that, because I couldn't understand. I mean, I heard the Curaçao part, but I couldn't understand what this actually had to do with Japan. So it was a transit point.
So there was the diplomat, the Dutch diplomat in Kovne was speaking to Sugihara, and Sugihara was trying to find a way, and he told him that he can give transit visas through Japan, but they have to have a destination. What's the destination? And they don't have a visa for any other America. Nobody was giving So this Dutch... Curaçao was in a Dutch colony, and he told them that Curaçao does not require a visa, so they can say their final destination is Curaçao.
Okay.
So he gave transit visas to Japan, and he struggled with his conscience because Tokyo wouldn't let him, but he defied his government.
Incredible.
And he gave out over 2,000 visas. Many were family visas, so there are a few people on one visa.
So, so 2,000 meant
Over 6,000 souls.
Unbelievable.
So I'm waiting for Hollywood to come up with Sugihara's List movie because he saved more people than Schindler. And he gave up his whole career. Yeah, he was a successful diplomat, and he lost his position because he defied his government, and he went into obscurity, actually.
I was just going to say, does anybody know what happened to him? Because, of course, Japan, the history is Japan then sides with Germany.
So my father was in the Lubavitch Yeshiva in Vilna, and besides individuals, the Mir Yeshiva got Sugihara visas for some 300 students. The Lubavitch Yeshiva had about 50, I think, in Vilna, and they all got Sugihara visas for their students. My father never knew the name Sugihara. He was a 15-year-old, and he heard that they got a visa from Kovner, from Japan. He never knew Sugihara's name. Years later, it started coming out. What happened was that an Israeli diplomat stationed in Japan years later, whose father got a Sugihara visa, was determined to find Sugihara. And it wasn't easy because he was in obscurity.
Yes.
And he found him in some small shtetl somewhere doing a retail bit, whatever.
Yeah.
No great shakes. And he said, the Israeli government, the Jewish people want to thank you. You saved over 6,000 of us and children and families. And as you say, generations have come. They say 40,000. I say it's more like 200,000 because just my father alone, who was the sole survivor of his whole family from Poland, passed away at age 91, leaving over 100 blood descendants. 80.
So then those numbers must be
so
much higher.
So 40,000 is a trifle, I believe. Okay, not everybody was religious with big families,
right,
but many were. Mir Yeshiva, other yeshivas. Anyway, so they went, they got these visas, they went by train from Vilna to Moscow, to across Russia to Vladivostok, by boat to Japan. They spent a year in Kobe, Japan.
So this is what I wanted to ask. What was the journey?
They spent a year in Kobe, Japan, Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. Japan joins Germany in World War II. The Jews said, we better get out of here.
Right.
Because Germany was telling Japan to kill the Jews in Japan. Thank God Japan refused. But the Jews were not feeling too secure, so they all went to Shanghai. Shanghai was an open port, and Shanghai became a huge refugee center.
So, and Shanghai, if I'm not mistaken, at that stage actually was, it was controlled by Japan.
I think it was already Chinese.
Oh, was it Chinese?
It was Chinese. Cool. So my father there were about 5 yeshivas in Shanghai during the war. And after the war, they got visas to go. My father came to America, and different people went all over the world. So Sugihara was a tzaddik. I wrote an article called The Japanese Tzaddik, because he risked his own life, his family's future, his career, his panosa, everything to save people. So he's been given righteous of the nations at Yad Vashem.
Amazing that.
And in May 2019, my son, who's a rabbi in Philadelphia, who has an annual event, and his chairman is a bit of a historian, so they had an event where they invited me from South Africa and Chuni Sugihara's son, Nabuki, his only surviving child who lives in Antwerp, Belgium, invited him to come to Philadelphia, and he and I were on the stage, and we were interviewed together by a prominent lawyer from Philadelphia, and it was the most wonderful evening. But when I met Nabuki Sugihara, the son, it was the son of the Savior meeting the son of the saved. When I met him and we embraced, it was one of the most emotional moments of my life.
It's incredible
that I could thank him. The son that his father saved my father's life. I would not be here if not for your father. and my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and tens and maybe hundreds of thousands of Jews around the world.
Was his son aware? Obviously, by this stage, he was aware. But did he know what his father, and I even think his mother was helpful as well in this, if I remember correctly.
True.
But was he aware of this?
He was aware, and when they asked him, you know, why did he do it, you know, and he said he just felt he had to do the right thing. It was his conscience. And really, so what's interesting is Sugihara, the father, Chuni, when he was offered, Israel said, what can we do for you? We'll give you anything. Mm. He said, no, he doesn't need anything. He didn't do it for reward. He did it because it was the right thing to do. Eventually, he said, okay, you know what? My son, Nabuki, is looking to go to university. Maybe you can get him a scholarship. So Nabuki Sugihara got a scholarship from the Israeli government to the Hebrew University in Israel. He studied there. He speaks a fluent Hebrew.
I love this story.
And then he decided to go into diamonds, so he went to Ramat Gan and learned the diamond trade. The Jews taught him the diamond trade, and now he's been living in Antwerp for many years in the diamond business.
I was going to say, did he go from there to Antwerp or to New York? Where it was. Javi says, morning, Howard, I'm getting goosebumps listening to Rabbi Goldman's story. Me too. It is just, and that's why these stories are actually so valuable. Mike says, Sugihara was still tossing visas out of the train window when he was forced to leave. And Mavis says, I just read a book, A Stat on the Grave, a novel by a woman whose father and grandmother were saved by Sugihara. It's just, you know what's incredible about it is he's somebody who had no connection to Jews. Obviously, well, Israel wasn't a thing, but no connection to Jews, no real motivation other than he knew in his soul that this was the right thing to do.
100%.
Which is just such, it's a chesed in the most pure way.
And I'll tell you what happened at the end of the event in Philadelphia. A little old lady starts walking up the aisle brandishing a piece of paper. And my son doesn't know who she is. I mean, she lives in Philadelphia. She heard about this event and she came and she was holding an original Sugihara visa for her and her sister and her mother.
Incredible.
And Sugihara himself was so moved by this, he didn't stop taking pictures of this original visa signed by his father.
Jason says, I'm loving the story. Is there a book on this? I know that there was that novel Mavis referred to, but you've written an article on it. So
I wrote an article, yeah.
Do you know where people can access
that?
Well,
it was published in Jewish Life magazine,
so,
and it'll be in my forthcoming book, Please God, There's something, I think there's a film called Visas for Life, if I'm not mistaken. They can look up visas for life.
I'm also going to see if we can find something.
But I'm really looking. It really deserves a Hollywood blockbuster.
It just does. And what's so amazing is that so many years later, and there are these stories that have really changed the world that so many of us don't really know.
This, first of all, I'm not the only one in South Africa. Rabbi Weinberg's father also got a Sugihara visa, and someone else whose name escapes me. So the Board of Deputies had an event with the Japanese ambassador a few years ago, and the three of us were there to meet him. And the Japanese government has subsequently embraced Sugihara as a hero.
Right.
Even though they fired him.
Right. And I was just going to say, even though they had, because he defied government at that point.
Yes. Yeah. So I just want to say, at that event in Philadelphia, I ended it by saying, you know, this really is the story of the power of one.
Mm.
Here's one man who saved thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of people are alive today, thanks to him. And the power of one, my father, was a sole survivor of his family, and today has hundreds of descendants.
Yeah.
So it's really an inspirational story.
Absolutely incredible.
Nabucco has gone around. I'm trying to bring Nabucco here, actually. Yes. You, Reichlin, and I are talking about how we could bring Nabucco here.
Because
maybe we'll do something together. And because he went to New York and he met hundreds. There was an evening with hundreds of survivors of the Sugihara visas, and he met with them. And it was so emotional for him to see so many people. New York is full of them.
Of course. Well, of course, because that's probably
Where it was a most emotional event for him. And
really, absolutely phenomenal. We do need to leave it there.